Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Time for our weekly business spotlight with the MMAC. Today, we welcome in Ryan Amundson, fresh off a nice holiday and leading into another one. Hey, Ryan.
How are you?
Good. Well, thank you for joining us here, talking about recapping 2025 and looking ahead to 2026. You know, one of the stories that I think will get a little more traction here throughout the course of 2026 point to the potential future development of the parking lots at American Family Field and just how much of that parking lot gets taken over. How many parking spots are left? What does tailgating look like? There's a lot of ideas and scenarios after findings from a new report. This is all part of the financing deal that went through last year. This is something that had to be done, winterizing the ballpark and so on. But this was part of it. Potential future development. What are the options here and what's logical?
Yeah, we're starting to get a lot more clarity here. And at the end of 2025, the report shows three different options, like you mentioned, all of them south of I-94. Two of the three focus east of the stadium, so around where the highway is and where the river is. The first would really be a mixed use proposal, I guess, with housing, a hotel, some retail in one area. The other, you'd have the highway separating housing and a hotel from more entertainment and baseball focused activity west of the highway. And then a third would be more toward Health Air Field. So yeah, three different options coming into focus a little bit more. And I think 2026 will provide more answers for you.
Ryan, as a fan and someone that would love to see that area being built up, it just seems like when you start to get more traction on it, there's more talk, more meetings. Does this seem like this may happen sooner than later?
I can't speculate on the timing of it. It's all going to be up to the Brewers to make those decisions if they move forward with any proposal. I would think where there's smoke, there's fire for sure.
Yeah.
And so I think they're really serious about doing this. It's a small market team. You got to generate revenue any way you can, especially here in Milwaukee.
I feel like initially there was some pushback to the idea, and this was just part of the financing plan. But I think as it's come together, it certainly, you start to see renderings, you start to see that area and space come to life. You get to see that, you know, tailgating could still happen in some areas or try and preserve a good portion of the parking lot. So it's kind of like having the best of both worlds. I see in some of these scenarios, right, where they don't want to take over every square inch of the parking lot. They can't.
Absolutely.
Given where the park is located.
Yeah. And tailgating is such a unique quality to Milwaukee, and we've kind of built our identity around it before game day. You're losing about a quarter of the parking spots there, but you know, I'm trying to think how often that parking lot is filled to capacity during those 81 home games a year anyway. I still feel like there's plenty of spots. They are looking at some parking structures to make up for some of those spots. Well, obviously you can't tailgate in a parking structure, but you have that option too.
Ryan, the latest survey released December 5th found sentiment improved slightly from November, but remained 28 percentage points below December 2024 levels. I'm talking about high prices. Are they here to stay?
Let's hope not, but yes. Once prices go up, it's hard for them to come down too. Mm-hmm. There's some other factors at work here too. I think there's some residual effects from COVID. Tariffs are playing a part in prices being high. Immigration policy might play a factor as well. Those prices are high. People are not happy, and they may show up at the ballot box in November and make a decision based on their pocketbook.
Well, it certainly did. That was kind of a driving force behind Donald Trump's reelection.
Sure.
Pointed to the economy. And it is kind of an interesting dynamic because the stock market's not having a great day today, but still at record highs. Mm-hmm. People are spending, but consumer sentiment is near an all-time low.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of strange to watch that dynamic play out. It's like people aren't happy where things are, but they're still spending money and the market still is robust. But you mentioned it, 2026, especially here in the state of Wisconsin, you're talking about a governor race that appears to be fairly wide open. You've got 9 candidates on the Democratic side that have their name officially in the mix and a couple on the Republican side. So it appears to be a pretty wide open race, but that'll be an interesting topic. And to watch that play out in 2026, I think will be fascinating.
Yeah, the shoe's on the other foot a little bit here in 2026. The Republicans are in power, and that wasn't the case in 2024. Affordability is still an issue. I go to the grocery store. I have a 12-year-old and a 17-year-old boy, so I really notice how much I'm paying. And it's those prices have increased over the years. For sure.
Yeah. And also, what does the job market look like in this upcoming year in 2026? I know it's just been up and down. I know with the government being shut down for a period, there was no way that the unemployment report was released and it was delayed and all of that. So what are we looking at in 2026?
I feel like we're in a little bit of a holding pattern here again. I think there's a lot of unanswered questions. Wall Street Journal had a story today about what that employment picture is going to look like. The Yale School of Management actually did a survey of a number of CEOs. Two-thirds of them said they're not going to be hiring this year. They're either going to be getting rid of people or staying at the levels they're at now. What are the factors in that? Again, COVID, residual effects of COVID. You know, people, companies feel like they overhired during that time period. So attrition is one of the ways they're seeing people leave. Keeping their numbers in check. Another issue too is artificial intelligence and how many of these jobs are going to be taken by you know, artificial intelligence.
Yeah, always big sectors here in industries that do well. Healthcare, construction, they typically do well in this area. That appears to be a strong sector or sectors moving forward here next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have an aging population, so healthcare is always going to need more people. And then the construction, even especially around here with all of these data center projects going up, construction people are needed in the construction market right now.
Ryan Amundson, the Senior Director of Communications for the MMAC, joining us here. Tim Sheehy will be back next week. Always good to catch up, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. Ryan Amundson joining us here on Wisconsin's Midday News. It's 12:25. Wisconsin's Midday News podcast is built by Siding Unlimited. Truly siding and a whole lot more. Check them out online at sidingunlimited.com.